34 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us on this Monday. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services trying to bring attention to children and young adults who are in need of what they call a forever home. This, of course, in light of National Adoption Month, which November is. A wonderful sentiment, but a difficult proposition, in fact, when the law is far from straightforward on what constitutes a family in the eyes of state regulators. And as the Texas Standard's Joy Diaz reports, for many, it comes down to what should be a rather straightforward question. Whose child is this anyway?
That's mostly in the case of same-sex parents.
Can you imagine?
Losing your kid, Jenny Pitts wonders. It pains her to imagine the child she's reared could be taken from her.
Not once have I felt like this kid is not mine. I've even at times forgotten that this kid is not mine biologically.
Pitt's daughter is the biological child of wife Deborah Cannon. But if they divorced, or if heaven forbids Cannon died, would Pitts be able to care for their daughter?
My name is Liz Brenner, and I'm an attorney.
Since this summer, when same-sex marriage became legal throughout the country, Brenner has been telling same-sex Texas parents they need to adopt their children. A marriage certificate may not guarantee their legal relationship to the child.
With opposite-sex couples, those rights are fairly automatic. There's a presumption that when a child is born to an opposite-sex couple's relationship, that child is the child of both parents.
The same is not always true for same-sex parents.
The issue has come up in several states. It's come up in, for instance, Massachusetts and New York. A New York court found that the non-biological parent did not have a legal relationship to the child. The child was born during the marriage, but the court found that presumption didn't apply to the non-biological parent. In another state, Massachusetts, same scenario, the court found it did apply. So we just don't know how it's going to play out in Texas.
Pitts finds that part really upsetting because she was a part of her daughter's life from the get-go. She and Cannon meticulously planned for this baby.
There seems to be a lot more planning that's involved with same-sex couples because it's not like you just have that night. You know what I mean?
Nope. I don't know what Jenny Pitts means.
You know, with same-sex couples, it's not, you don't really have that oops, that happened moment.
The moment when a man and a woman say, oops, we weren't planning for it, but we got pregnant. Still, what Pitts and Cannon learned on their own journey is that there is a different kind of oops for same-sex couples with kids, namely failing to take the necessary legal steps to ensure that the state recognizes the family before the unthinkable happens. And as the new legal landscape reshapes old definitions of family, that fact is making it all the more urgent for same-sex couples in Texas to plan for parenthood. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.